don't be a bitch.
That's crazy.
No, I'm cutting that. I'm cutting that out though.
Nah, it's you know. Welcome to the all in one lineup. Nah, man. Welcome to all in one podcast, man. Where you get some good laughs and fun. You feel me? What's up, fellas? How y'all feeling, man?
Feeling pretty good, man. Today has been a decent day.
Okay.
He really looked crazy. Keep trying this, and your thumbs are too close.
Yo.
I don't know.
Oh, what is? He just unlocked something else, bro.
Right, he got a thumb up now, like
bro. He broke Doctor Strange, bro. He Doctor Strange.
Come on, open up the time stone.
That's tough, bro.
Yeah, bro, man. Let's jump right in.
Now, hold on. First of all, we're not about to jump into
that. Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, yeah. Go ahead.
Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all here. Y'all out there listening. Shout out to y'all. Keep following us on platforms. Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, X, podcast, whatever.
Bro,
everywhere. Hey. Thank y'all for all the support. Now, we're going to jump right into it.
Nah, yeah, facts. Let's go into it. All right, man. We got one question for y'all. What do y'all think is overrated?
I think a bunch of shit is overrated.
All right, so let's do this. Give me top two. Give me two things that you think is overrated. Start from the top.
I go first.
Oh, you go first? All right, go ahead. Let TJ go first.
From the top, two things. PlayStation, definitely.
Y'all see? Oh, yeah. God. No, let him cook, though. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know what else. I know PlayStation definitely up there.
I'm going to make you regret that.
Yeah, I only got one, but yeah.
Hey, Munchie, do you want this or do you want me to go second? Because I'm trying to cook it for real.
Yo, that's crazy.
Oh, I do got what? 2K. 2K, that's the other one.
Yeah, I'm trying to fry him, bro. Can I go?
Yeah, you can go, my
Of dude. All the things you can say is overrated, you pick PlayStation.
Top 5 things in the world that's overrated.
Okay. Top 5 things. Okay. Hurricanes.
Okay.
Wait.
Like of all the things in the world, bro, you pick 2K and PlayStation, bro. That's how y'all know that the Xbox community is the violent, toxic ones, bro. We was in here trying to have, like, of all the things you picked to be overrated, bro, that's crazy. How many PlayStations you have, bro?
I probably only ever own like 3.
That's not enough. So you ain't even off topic, bro. But you see who the violent ones out there, bro. It ain't us, bro.
I'm sorry, credit to all our P5 fans out there, our Sony ponies. We love y'all.
Sony ponies
is crazy.
And I think y'all, bro, because the lingo is getting out of this world, bro. I ain't never heard that before. They evolving, bro. That disrespect is crazy. Sony ponies, bro. That's, you pick two things, bro, but I really think Glizzy's is overrated, bro. Wait. I know somebody here don't.
No.
You know what I'm saying? No. Mance was literally like, well, these the best things over there.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. Bro, them Glizzy's were seasoned. Them hot dogs were seasoned, bro. I only had two. Most of y'all can just sit at home. I don't even eat them at home. I treated myself. Just that one time, you know?
Double barrel shotgun.
I was liquor in the vicinity. I had to stock up on protein.
Okay. My man, it's crazy, bro. Like, he ain't even ripped the hot dog in half, you know? Like,
He was actually hella comfortable in his glizzy. Like he was like stress free. He did not care at all, which is respectable, bro. I'm not mad at that, bro. Like that's a superpower to just be able to not give a fuck.
Everything I needed. I had the glizzy, the burger, and ketchup, bro. Ultimate block party combo right there with the LQ. I was lit. shout out to the occasional glizzy eaters. Not the ones that eat them all the time, but the ones, you know, they dibble and dabble every now and again. That dibble
and dabble in the glizzy. Even listen to a lot of Kendrick Lamar, bro. That's tough, bro. Yeah, bro, it's crazy. That question just got mad hard for me. Like, what's overrated?
Snow.
People don't. Nah,
you can't say. Oh no,
snow is overrated.
Oh, yeah.
Snow is overrated, bro. Is, bro. Niggas come across the country to see the snow, bro.
Yeah, bro.
They could keep that shit, bro.
Crazy. As soon as I thought about it, I'm like.
I'd rather have this motherfucking like, rain from time to time than have that snow shit for a week, bro. I'm good.
Snow was only good when you didn't lose money because it came like when I was a kid, I was like, fuck it, it's snowing now.
Yeah, real tough.
Whole day.
Nothing.
I'm good off that shit.
I guess snow is better when you get to come visit.
Yo, I know. Nah, I don't want to say
that. Yeah, bro, go ahead.
It's really none. It's really none. I was gonna say something about seasoning and shit like that. That's overrated. But nah. Let me tell you this. Adobo is overrated.
Overrated. That's tough. That's
overrated. Yeah, sorry. That's cold. I'm sorry. I don't need it no more. I really stopped using it. You don't even need it no more.
Niggas used to put that on chicken proudly.
Bro, faithfully, bro. That shit was
chicken part of the package. Chicken had one taste.
Wait, what did he say to this day?
Yeah, that's crazy, though. That was a good one, though, because, like,
I got a bunch of these shit, bro. I got a bunch of them.
Nah, go off, bro. Like, what you mean? Don't need to stop.
Summertime.
Nah. Because we had this conversation earlier.
Nah, summertime is crazy, bro.
Nah, summertime is definitely overrated,
boy. Summertime, bro. Yup.
Nah.
Not going to lie. Look, I bet. Word from the streets is that sundress season was ass this year. Word from the streets. I have no idea.
Wait, it's been an ass since sundress season.
So maybe that summer was for no reason because it wasn't even like, that shit was like, man, you could have kept jackets on for this shit, bro.
Because a lot of women came out with wrestling and body suits on, bro.
Oh, yeah. It hit different.
Body suits.
That's one thing that's overrated. Body suits.
One pieces.
Yeah. I can.
I never had one. So. Never had one piece. Well, I guess. Wait, do I? I do have a onesie, but it's like full arms, full legs, and a hoodie.
Nah, onesies are cool though.
I prefer one piece onesie.
Yeah, I got a one-piece onesie. Matching onesies
with your lady? That shit fire.
Yeah, exactly that, though, Charles. Like, we got a matching pair. That's what any movie in, like, late November, them shits be diamond.
Yo, shit, come on. clutch, bro. How you really snuggle?
That shit is crazy.
Yo, no cap, bro. Y'all funny.
Yeah, bro. Some are not overrated, bro, but it's just not fun if you're not having fun. Like, it's just like snow. This shit, some used to be lit. Nigga, you ain't have to do nothing. You just be just everything. What you said?
Summertime, you got a strip.
It's because you ain't got no legs, bro.
I feel like hoodies and covering my legs.
Much he don't got legs, but he just levitate on his ankles, bro. Like, it's just air right there. Nah, bro.
I wear jeans in 100-degree weather.
Swear to God.
You know what's overrated? Clubs.
Mm.
That shit is well
overrated. Yeah, it is, though.
The club is overrated.
That's the thing. Though. It's weird with that, too, because it's only fun if you go all the time.
Yeah.
If you go once, and then, like, I heard it's not even fun then, but if you go once in a while, it's never fun.
Most of the shit you could do there, bro, you feel more comfortable, more relaxed doing that shit in the crib.
Or, like, if I go out, it'll be a bar or a lounge, not like a full club. I hate that shit. Can't breathe in it. Like, now everybody in the world wants to smoke weed in the club. That should be like, bro, I'm about to die here, bro. I want to leave. And they be blowing hella smoke out the building. Nah. So concerts be blowing my shit like that now, too. So the room gets so smoky after, like, an hour and a half show. I'll be in that bitch like, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Man, wheezing, bro. Like, bro, is there any fresh air here at all?
No.
Newports, mouths, everything.
Everything, bro.
1,400 different vape smokes. That shit be like, bro, I'm in here breathing in some crazy shit.
Yo, right I now, never bro. Noticed this. The people on the stage got to be like, fuck a job, bro.
Yeah, that's bro. They got some hot ass lights.
Like, damn. Contact with billions of smoke, bro.
I think it's better get ready, bro, because that's going to be us one day.
Oh, yes. Man.
He's gonna take this show on the road, right, y'all?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all out there gonna make it happen, bro.
There's no
make
cigarettes sure. at the.
Yeah, bro. Whatever. No when we go big, just don't smoke no cigarettes at our show.
Right.
Bro.
I just take the tobacco a little bit. Just don't go crazy, bro.
No tobacco.
You smoke a Newport or shit? Not even a Newport. You smoke any cigarette, bro. You getting you get 31.
You gotta go.
You just getting jumped on the way out, bro. All leg shots, though. We're going to keep it classy.
That's another one that's overrated.
Clubs is not really that fun. Then you got to stay out late to see if anything fun happens. You should be like, nope, I'm just going home later, more tired.
Right, more tired.
Wait, wait. Bar hopping is also dirt now.
Yeah.
It is, like, even shit, on foot, dirt. That shit dirt, bro. Like, it's like,
you know, at the moment, we got to, I think we not drunk enough at that moment. You feel me? We got to be like shit faced after the third bar.
Let me ask you a question. You specifically, right? Do you ever feel like you can't get as cooked no more because you got a son?
Yeah.
Like your body don't allow it no more?
Yeah. I'm always like on alert, so I can't.
Bro, like, last night, couldn't punch through to the other side. Pickles everywhere. I was like, that's some stand in the game.
Right.
It's just, I don't know. I just don't have. Maybe when I go away, maybe I can probably put them away. But in a new place, I feel like I gotta be more on point. I can't be walking around here else. No. So yeah, I just don't get fraud like that anymore. It's really dirt, bro. These Twisted Teas is like juice, bro. They don't really do anything. Mm-hmm. Drink like.
Y'all ready for this?
I'm about to edit that out too. Look.
Weed overrated.
Nah, for real, but yeah.
Only if it's Blockwork.
Wait, what?
I said only if it's Blockwork. Like if it's ass. Like if you know you're getting quality, and you take them first couple pulls. Okay. You're gonna be like, last night, y'all
fake tat. He was like, nah, bro, we just got here, bro. You wildin' with that?
Yeah. I was late, though, bro. Go ahead.
Nah, it is, though, bro, because, like, why we still do it?
I don't know. The feeling, you gotta be just feeling.
Maybe I like getting baked because I like being baked.
I like it too, bro.
When you come home from work after a long, pissed off, stressful day,
well, yeah,
you know what? Not I even stressful, nah, it's long,
it's the rapper's fault.
And that shit sitting there, like, hey, come here. I know you've been wanting me. I'm gonna slide right over there. Like, hey, I've been wanting you. That
the shit shoulders, make you feel better. The shoulders was
good. He's not lying. I wouldn't even say it's the rapper's fault, bro. I think niggas is like it hot, bro. And weed is the like safest. Like, as of now, it's the safest alternative to entering that fucking other world.
Right. The other dimension. You got to find the easiest way to get there. Nah, yeah. Because other stuff is like mostly out of the question.
Yeah. Right.
Never zero, but mostly.
Yeah, just.
I don't know what I'll do, okay? Let me lie to you. I don't know what I'll do. But it's mostly this, though. Right. I honestly want to stop, though. Like, every time I'll be like, no, I'm not buying no more weed, then a great opportunity just fall in my lap, and I'll be like, yeah, I'm buying some weed, bro.
not
turning up no deal like this, buddy. The premium Ace 100? Yeah. Now I'm stuck with it, so it's crazy. I really don't smoke much, bro. That's the part that I know it's gonna be easy to stop, but something in it that's just like, well, you're not about to stop.
Like, you don't really stop. That should be like,
it's kind of overrated, bro. It's like, it feels the same way most of the time, bro. Now I just get sleepy as hell, and I think I'm better at the game. I'm not. We not. it just make it more fun for us, bro.
Well, I'm high.
Well, like, we can stay
focused. No, you can't stay focused better. That's not how we work. It makes your experience on the game feel better. It doesn't make you do any better. You already got the feel good stuff going through your body, so you just on the game. Like, that don't make nobody better, bro. Don't let me lie to you. Enjoy. Yeah, that was a good one, though. That should really kind of ass.
Yo, do y'all think? Well, I'm gonna put this Cod right now, right? But I do want to talk about Cod Black Ops 6. But would y'all say Cod right now is overrated? Like, what's the feel on that?
That shit ass. The game is broken. I can't wait for something different and better.
Wait, No, because you can't do that. Because before, when it was giving us different, we used to. Man, we miss Rebirth,
bro. That shit been broken.
Gave us Rebirth again. Gave us Rebirth, now they this shit ass again. Now all the cheese back, this and that. No, nigga, they gave us something new,
bro. The game is broken, bro. The game is broken, bro. The game is broken.
What you expect? The game is broken. Niggas been playing on that map for years, bro.
And it was broken then. It's broken now.
Niggas already knew where we was going.
Yeah, that movement gonna be crazy.
Niggas knew we was going home.
I like that. Everybody exactly. Some new movement, some new something. Yeah. That shit better be fire. Because right now.
Bro, they just going to give us the same map with new movements.
All right. Well,
it is our fault.
As of now, right? I don't think Kai overrated. And I think as of now is past a little bit of expectations from where it was coming off from with last year, because Warzone 2 last year was garbage, bro. That shit was almost unplayable. So like where it's at now, it's in a good state. I wouldn't say it's overrated, but it ain't 2019 Warzone.
That's what they tried to give us. That's why we all came back.
Yeah.
And that's what they gave us. They're like, that's it's our fault, bro. We complained about the last shit. They was like, yo, they want more of the first shit. They gave us more of the first shit. Literally. They gave us broken guns again, and we complained about the SD. We wanted this, bro. It's us. The community is too powerful, bro. That shit has the power to change, though, just with opinions. Everything is like that now, bro. Too many clicks in the wrong direction, you'd be like, damn, well, we all hate Call of Duty today.
I think too, because for the past couple years it's been Infinity War working on COD and dropping like all of this the stuff as far as multiplayer and Warzone shit. I don't really like Infinity War, like how they handle they life cycle when they got control of COD. I think the expectations for next year and BO6 I think what Treyarch going to do, and they going, since they making COD next year, they making COD 2025. I think they about to carry Warzone and like set a new standard for this shit, for real. I think the expectations for next year, not next year, but the COD coming up, we could come back to this question this and like after we get a month of playing it and seeing how it feels or whatever, we could come back here and ask ourselves basically like, do we think this is overrated just based off this little bit of time that we've been playing it? Because I think next year is gonna go crazy, man. But I keep saying next year, but the new COD coming up, I think it's gonna go crazy.
Black Ops 6.
Black Ops 6.
Well, no, all I know is when Black Ops 6 come out, I'm getting smoked. All right, all right.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. That shit looks like my feet. You ever play Mad Max? Not Mad Max, Max Payne. Max Payne. It's gonna be like that. It's gonna be like 50 Cent and shit. That shit gonna be tough. You gonna be jumping, shooting the niggas, bro. That shit gonna be tough.
Yeah, pull like this, bro. I do, because like if I get out movemented now, what's gonna happen when they can move every direction?
I'm excited.
We'll never get another kill, bro.
Nah, but that might make your game better though.
Diving off buildings, turning around
right now. Do you think the skill level is higher now or like when Warzone 1 was out?
Or it's higher now.
I don't know.
I'm gonna say this.
It's higher now.
I think other people just got better. More people got better. I don't think it's higher.
That play a factor too.
That means it's higher.
Movement mattered more than it do now. That's part of the reason why we all like Warzone 1.
No, but the time to kill faster now though, bro. The time to kill way faster now, bro.
I don't think so.
Yes, it is, bro. These guns are melting right now, bro.
The Kimmich was 3 shots. Just think about it, bro.
Yeah, but that's a gun that worked only close range, like that.
I don't know. I was nailing people
STG, by the time you react, if somebody got one of those lasery ones, bro, it's no running, there's no turning to shooting.
I think all had that though. Like you feel me? Every
the Graul from last year,
that was like this.
The time to kill was longer, so you had more time to react to it. Now these guns is knocking you off in 4 bullets. It would have took 6 or 7 of these other guns. Still fast, but this shit is different now. It's a different game.
Now these guns aren't twerking no more.
They don't move, bro. They lasery. Yeah, bro. So expect me to have a cheating device coming from an Amazon delivery near you, because I ain't got time for this, bro.
COD Next is coming up, I think, next Friday, or probably even before Friday. It's the 28th. What y'all expecting from that? Like, because we already know about Omni Movement, but do y'all think they going to delve deep into anything else as far as like zombies or Warzone? Because we are getting that, they doing a sneak peek of that Area 99. I think it's going to be a resurgence type of rebirth map.
Ooh, that's cool.
I like to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yo, which Call of Duty was that where they took the loadouts out?
Blackout didn't have loadout.
I know Blackout didn't have one, but I think it was one Call of Duty. Maybe it was two. In the beginning of the year, we couldn't buy loadout.
Oh,
Caldera. No.
Because 2 was dirt, bro. They was doing all types of
bro.
Stupid shit with Caldera. And Warzone 2.
I don't know. Caldera wasn't bad to me. I liked it. I liked that little ass up, bro.
Bro, the main time I played that shit is when they did the Godzilla thing, and they had Godzilla and King Kong.
I ain't gonna lie, that was hard.
That was tough. Yeah.
That's the only time I really played it.
But when Kong threw that giant ass rock, but I couldn't run fast enough. That
That's back when we had Dead Silence, bro. Dead Silence used to go crazy, bro. Like,
they brought everything back but Dead Silence, bro. If they'd have still had that, boy.
Yeah, just about.
I'm not gonna lie, one thing I did want from Warzone, if they can do this, I wanted to like where they could like add some type of like weather engine or like make it like day and night type shit. Like
they had that at one point.
We got that now. We got Rebirth regular, and we got Rebirth Dusk. That's what it's all like. Smoky outside. That's the only one, it's the only day change you get.
They had Rebirth at night before though.
That's what they be cheating though, man.
Nah, but they also
keep talking about like having it change in game type shit.
Oh, like during yeah,
that game. Or like
multiplayer
like, yeah.
Multiplayer good. Multiplayers give us snowmen. they technically do give us a winter map. That should be ass.
You want that shit in Warzone though, bro. No, them niggas be hiding in corners and shit, bro. Y'all want that shit at night?
Or you could get struck by lightning or some shit, just die. It just picks somebody random every game.
I wouldn't mind that.
Like the divine intervention just out of nowhere. Lightning strike. If it hits you, you gone.
But it's random. I like that.
It's random every game though, right? So it could be you, but when you hear it, you alive, you're like, ah. Wasn't me. Thanos is random. The shit snap. Somebody just go. That'd be tough.
That could be a fail safe for like cheaters.
That should be bad as hell for your heart, bro. You like, fuck. The thunder about to go off.
That's the fail safe for cheaters. If they cheating.
Get rid of fire cell.
Right.
Get rid of fire cell.
Why?
Cause, bro, it allowed better.
Now, if fire cell happened, man, I buy like three different motor strikes, just let them just pop off.
Nah, that shit do be lining people up.
Yeah, but better teams also just buy better shit and then hunt us down for the rest of the game.
You know what they actually need to do? Bring in more bunker buses.
That's what it was. They took UAVs out of the store at one point in time. You can only find them. Niggas hated that shit, bro. They was like, no, bro, we're not playing this shit anymore. We can't have you. Because hunters want to hunt. Take the UAVs away. Make it all audio. All audio visual. Or leave them only in loot. You find it in loot. You can't buy them, though. Because all the better teams do is just pile up on UAVs and hunt us down. Like, we be thinking we about to sit at home the whole time. No, we not. They gonna start pushing that shit like it's the White House, bro. That shit goes... Until we be getting slid up out of there like we call it our home.
We nice.
What's up? Hop on right now. No, chill. I'm just playing, bro. He is about to beep something.
Right.
Real quick.
Nah, but look, man, Call of Duty is coming out in a decent little cluster of video games, bro. Right, a lot happening around this next 2 months before Christmas. They're going to start spamming all kind of things like... Well, 3 months before Christmas, but you know, this is the time where they want you to start buying.
It's definitely a fun gaming season. I'm not gonna lie.
I hope it's snows this year.
Why?
No, Lee, stop, because he get paid for snow. No, we don't want that shit. Stop. He get paid for snow days. Nigga, work for Tony Stark and shit, bro. We not going, bro.
I need them snow days. They gonna look at this like, yeah. Even in snow, he got to come into work.
So what's coming out this season, bro?
I
know the Wukong game just came out, and the reviews is pretty okay. Yeah. Everybody seem to like that.
But Wukong breaking all types of numbers right now, bro. It's ridiculous.
Wukong, bro, that shit look amazing.
Right.
Like.
All right, I'm going to get it for y'all. I'm going to let y'all know.
Yo, and for any of our watchers and listeners, if y'all played it, let us know somewhere. Just let us know what your experience is like playing it. A lot of us plan on playing it, getting it, and playing it for ourselves. But I'm excited, bro. I can't wait. It's hard to not watch gameplay on it and like
that's all I've been doing.
Experience it through other people. But like Bro, the stuff that I'm seeing is just
I can't. It's just the CPU, like the computer movement, bro. It's like beautiful. Like it's like you're really fighting like a real person. Like that shit look tough, bro.
It kind of reminds me of God of War a little bit.
It do. I don't know.
People have been comparing it to God of War.
That shit do.
They was comparing it to something else, but I forgot the name of it.
Well, God of War was fire.
Yeah, it was.
You ain't playing it. You saying it like that. That shit was fire. Free. That shit like deleted that, bro.
You played it for free and deleted it, bro. Yeah, bro. So look, right. So wait, why? I'm gonna ask y'all a question, right? Because I know we're excited. It's a boxing game coming out soon, too.
Oh, Undisputed.
It's called Undisputed, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. I can't wait for that to come out.
Yeah, I'm excited for it, but I don't know. The gameplay just not doing it for me.
Oh man.
That shit look like UFC.
I don't know because I recently just looked up Fight Night gameplay, and Fight Night still looked better.
Exactly. He's not lying. That's true.
Because EA Sports is a giant fucking company, bro. They can afford to put... They can make a boxing game right now. They just probably don't want to pay the boxers what they're going to ask for. So it's not... Gonna, I think Undisputed just got all like retired motherfuckers in it.
Yeah. They got some current fighters in there.
But that was all the people that was nice enough to allow their image to be used. That's why some of the best fighters ever been in games like that.
So I just hope they get to the point where they actually do add a lot more of these stars and shit like that. That would be fire.
Floyd always wanted too much money. Floyd was like, no, you won't be in the game. That's tough though. Shakur. Yeah, speaking of Floyd, bro. Did y'all see that fight? Or did y'all see any of the highlights?
Yeah, right. I saw the end of it. Yo, he can buy somebody like that mid-fight?
Huh?
Oh, I guess they was breaking it up or something. And then
he fired the ref mid-fight like that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
But when your name, like Money Mayweather, you could do whatever you want.
Bro, that shit had me like, whoa.
But he could stop the fight, be like, yo, I got to take a piss real quick. And then we just going to have to wait. <keep
him up." laughs> Right, well, he's the money. He's the one bringing the money in.
Damn, that nigga said, man, get him out of here. Get him out of here. He's got somebody in there quick as hell. I'm like, wow. See something new every day.
Nah, that was hilarious.
That's too much bullshit for Floyd to still have.
I didn't see anything else about that fight, but that part was hilarious.
I seen the highlights. That shit was ass.
It looked like he barely trained.
His Total J got like a 55-second knockout or some shit like that.
Yeah, I saw that. That was
ass. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That boy is a beast.
We like 5-0 or 3-0?
Nah, I think he like maybe 6 or 7-0 right now. No, he 5-0. No, he 5-0. He's 5-0. I think he got like 4 knockouts. Because one fight did go down to decision, but he's a perfect mix of Tank and Floyd, bro. He's gonna be too dangerous, bro.
I hope so.
Nah, he is. He's gonna be a problem. You can see it.
I think he could beat Sean O'Malley.
I think he could beat Sean O'Malley.
Nah, I do too.
He's funny.
He's funny, bro.
Throwing hands? Just hands?
Yeah,
O'Malley. Tell them to all step in the octagon.
Twin Barrow.
Get your face kicked off.
Everybody talk about this octagon mess.
Get your face kicked off. Chill. We got to stay on topic.
What's up, guy?
Now, talk about UFC. Fucking Adesanya got slept out.
Right?
He did.
I think he should just fight Pereira one more time, make it a trilogy, and then just retire. I think there's not more he can do.
He don't need to fight Pierre no more. It's a wrap for that.
It's one.
It's technically two. It's technically, didn't they fight like four times already? They fought twice in like mixed martial arts and twice Alex in the UFC.
So it's 1-1 in the UFC where it counts.
Nah.
Where it counts, crazy.
It's over. It's over. They proved that they could fight each other to the deaths.
Nah, it's 1-1.
No, I do feel as though Adesanya time is coming up. Hey, I respect you, Adesanya. You really the GOAT, but I just know that time is coming for you, brother. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know what's wrong.
You know what I mean?
He's not even top three, bro.
Oh, I mean, he gonna be a Hall of Famer. So I mean, I can't really
definitely, but he ain't even top three.
I can't middleweight.
He probably still the best, one of the best middleweights. He may not be the best though.
Nah, he's not.
I think he top 10 all time.
Oh shit! I gotta do my research. He might be up there when it comes to the middleweight class.
Anderson Silva.
What happened? Who put that?
For what?
It's our fault.
It's your fault.
What we do?
What you talking about?
Who keep putting it up there, bro?
Come on.
It's a ghost, bro.
It's a ghost. What you talking about? Nah, but one thing I will give you USC guys is that was an entertaining fight till he got slipped out.
He should have won that fight, to be honest. But
bro, he knew what he had to do when he went in this fight. If he ain't work on it, again, it should have said.
Yeah, I don't know.
He couldn't even get out of fucking. A grapple, bro. Like,
well, here's the thing.
He's not really a grappler, bro.
Yeah, he's not ready.
But that shit, he looked scared when he was on his back.
He was scared, bro, because he's not good at defending him. Fucking.
He call himself the style bender if he can't bend all styles?
But he's a kickboxer, bro. He's nice with it, but like, he's not a wrestler, bro.
Yeah. Why he ain't balling his feet up?
Yeah. We're going to the armadillo. Nigga said you should have curled up in the armadillo. What the fuck?
To start punching was it?
Anderson Silva is the best
middleweight. Yeah,
he's not fighter, but he lost to Israel. So yeah,
he was
out of his prime.
Old as hell, bro.
Nah, he's still in that ring. It don't matter if you are. Nah, he's still in that ring.
Yeah, that's cool, bro.
He's still in that ring.
Izzy was the champ, and Anderson was old as hell. He got cooked.
How old was he?
Like 35, I think.
That's young.
Nah, crazy as hell. Not in combat sports.
Fighting all your life.
Niggas be ringing that bell for 25 years, boy. That shit be loose, bro. Niggas can't even hold the job.
Just imagine you going to the same job you work for now for 20 some years. You're gonna be eventually be like, all right, it's time to hang it up.
Niggas 25 years premium grade thing. CTE, bro. Ringing these shit.
You start waking up and just start tweaking for no reason.
Yeah, they sleep, wake up, punch and shit. That is violent, bro.
Traumatizing.
Well, shout out to them though, because they peak athletes, bro. I respect what y'all do, honestly.
Right.
That shit is rough business.
Rough business.
I wouldn't want to fight for money. It gotta be a lot of money for me to just fight for money.
I'm starting to break through that fourth wall.
Wait, that's your real living room? What is the... I really can't tell. I'm like, they got that shit lined up perfect right now. I really can't tell, but waiting for money. It's crazy. What happened since we last spoke to y'all? The Olympics? Go USA, I guess.
Oh, yeah, because old girl that stole TJ moves and shit.
Nah, for real, bro. The breakdancer was playing like Raina.
Yo.
I saw they exposed her.
Crazy to watch. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I saw they exposed her and shit.
Nah, yeah, they did though, but like not only that, like she had the nerve to go up there in front of the whole world and do that shit, bro.
She take it. That take a lot of confidence.
That take a lot of bravery, bro. She was up there.
It take a lot of something. Yeah. Like.
Imagine this, y'all. Just imagine she drives, like she fly to America and then like come to Irvington and still TJ moves and to do it in the Olympics is just wild to me.
And no, bro. It's like
she it's copied like, that motherfucker perfectly.
It's like we all going to tryouts for who just won the NBA finals?
Me.
Basketball. Who just won?
We just the Celtics.
We just took a try out for the Celtics,
mm-hmm.
and really thinking we got a chance. Yeah, like she went to her tryouts or whatever tryouts for the Olympics, and she really thought she had a chance. But it's worse because the people who qualify people let right. her go.
It's so wrong. It's nah, facts though.
It was like, oh nah, we about to stand on this shit for real.
What happened was they was high as hell. And they said, you know what?
Yo, it's an extra spot, bro. Just put her. Put her.
They say, you know what? Let's change the world.
Might be so bad that we might fuck around and win. That's what they
were. So she about. Was out there folding her body up on the floor doing some crazy shit, bro.
She was
so that's brave and just to go. She was like a fish.
That's fucked yeah. up. That they did.
Nah, that's fucked up. Especially because like it was people from her country that was actually legit. That she like kind of like gatekept them and put herself up.
What about that high schooler, that kid that did the 400 meet, the 400 meter.
Oh, he the first.
Oh, he in school, right?
Yeah, he in school. He the first kid to get a gold medal.
Yeah, that was tough. Shout out to that young man for real. That was tough.
About, nah, that shit about the
imagine nice going to college and teacher ask, "Well, what did y'all do this time?"
I want to go to the Olympics. For real, you know what happened, dog.
Yeah, I'm about to say, he probably had the whole school watching him.
They're going to have a whole parade. Like that's tough, though. He came home to hella love, bro. So what if mm-hmm. he was a nobody, just secretly training, missing all parties, all fun shit?
Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm.
What sport did he do? Running?
Track. No, yeah, track. Yeah, yeah.
He was just on the track. Getting shit together. Then one day, he go to the Olympics. He qualify. Boom, he win gold.
What grade he in? I forgot what grade
he played football too. I think he's a sophomore.
He come home and
he's like sophomore radio. That's
the celebrity, bro.
No, definitely.
Yeah, it's the celebrity, bro. Because now you a gold medalist, bro. Like I'm not gonna say it was
lucky. Locked up for him.
I knew he was going to.
he might go play football though.
You funny, bro. No, it is though. That's not a lie. He about to inherit hella opportunities.
No, China.
It's off that.
China.
For the Olympics, they definitely kicked our ass.
We don't give a fuck about no China. We had the most total amount of medals. Yes, we did. We had over 100 and something medals, bro, in total. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. China only had 91.
China beat us in gold medals by one.
Yeah, bro. It's a lot of them motherfuckers, man.
USA! USA.
Yeah, that army man start coming out of him. He's about to look at his shirt though. He's look at his shirt. He got the flag on his shirt.
Do it, Thomas. Do it. Do the thumbs.
Oh, he's so funny, bro. Doctor Strange, bro.
Right, that's funny. I don't know why
he's
giving me that one. I don't want that one. I want the other one.
He want the fireworks.
I want the fireworks. No, that ain't work.
Crazy.
I don't know. We gonna get it back.
You sat up. You still want it.
He gonna do a one down.
Yeah. I was about to. Let me check.
Y'all funny tonight, bro.
That boy, Munchie logged. Boy, in another dimension.
Yeah, y'all got anything else y'all want to talk about before I start going to these other questions, bro? Yeah, these questions, some of these questions are going to be kind of stupid, but.
That's cool. Yo, Munchie, don't look at your screen for too long, bro. You're going to look like you're going to.
Wait, did we talk about Sequoia contract?
Oh, no, okay. Yeah. I let him cook.
You're live.
Yo, nah, but supposedly he got a 2-fight deal with Eddie Hearn, so it's not like some long term shit. He got this fight that's coming up with Cardina, and then they're gonna set up William Cepeda for February, and then they're gonna hope to try and get Tank versus Shakur for summertime of next year.
Look at that. Not gonna happen.
It's never gonna happen, bro.
Not gonna.
It is. Why wouldn't it?
Because right now, because they trying to pad their records up. As you see, you know that they know that's the fight that everybody talk about. But let's get a couple more easier licks on the board before we risk it.
When is that Beevil and when is that fight? Hold on.
Feedback.
I think it's in November or something like that.
Nah, I think it's coming up.
Oh, September. September. It's coming up. It's close. It's close.
Now, we'll know the reason why the Tank and Shakur fight ain't happened before this information came out. But, wait, who Tank fighting again?
Tank not fighting.
He's not fighting Lomachenko, right?
No, he is fighting Lomachenko. Yeah, that's right. No. Lomachenko said he's taking a break because he got to spend time with his family and shit like that.
Yeah.
So he's not fighting then.
Okay, no, so
he's
Tank
fighting. What's his name? Jose. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but the dude who beat Pitbull recently.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. Cool. I did just see that. That's going to be a good fight, too.
Okay.
My work tank little ass.
Okay.
October 12th.
We need that
fight. October 12th.
We need somebody to step up though. It is starting to not even make sense no more for some of these fights to not happen.
They want money, bro.
Damn, bro.
They want a lot of money. Everybody want a lot of money.
They going to get a lot of money, bro. I don't understand. Like,
that's why they not signing shit, bro. I'm telling you. It's the money, bro.
I can't do that. They got to be something else.
They want to be. They already said.
I think what Eddie Hearn is going to try to do is pressure these fighters to take the fights.
No, that's exactly what he's doing. If you don't haven't noticed, Turk, they're doing this because Turk know he has the money. They're trying to slowly expose a lot of these fighters. They say, look, we got the money. We trying to make it happen. What's up? You feel me? No, Charles, you're on mute.
Nah, you good, bro. I'm cursing my lady out.
What the fuck is going on?
Domestic violence. Nah,
Wait a minute, bro.
Listen, the All in One podcast. We do not condone domestic violence.
I don't do that.
Look, another episode of All in One Law.
All in one, baby. You never know what to do.
Y'all some funny guys, bro. All right, man. Look. We about to go somewhere else with this. All right. I got some questions for y'all, man. Some of these kind of stupid, but so what? I don't care. This one I got on my phone. Who y'all think will win, bro? And this is actually a pretty good one. Superman versus the Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch.
Come on, is that even the
question? Y'all for real? Like, hands down.
Man, he's vulnerable to magic.
Base Scarlet Witch, yeah. If we going base, base, no like powered up, no nothing. Base, yeah, I'm going.
Superman is a bitch.
Like this to the death, right? Like this to the death.
Superman is pussy.
Bro, yeah, did y'all not see
within 10 seconds
what she did to the Captain Marvel, bro? Did y'all not see Doctor Strange?
When her fingers get black, it's over.
Right.
I want to use that as a.
Bro, she's gonna rip. She's gonna rip the blood out of Superman within like 2 seconds.
Bro, she gonna turn herself into kryptonite.
Right, like she gonna just she gonna turn everything up.
That nigga.
Yeah, I'm definitely going Scarlet Witch. I ain't old.
Yeah, I guess I had a little bit of faith in him, man, but
she don't make
no faith in what. You gonna stop this?
What he gonna do? Blow wind on her?
Like she just gonna be like, no.
You know, you was his laser vision.
You can't go there.
That, that laser shit probably hurt, bro. Like
she gonna be like, she gonna catch that shit. She gonna turn that shit into some crazy shit.
Right, some quizzling.
Fuck
him and get you too.
He's out of here.
Scarlet Witch for the sweep. That's dope. All right, bro. I got another one right here. Why so little?
Why so little?
Oh shit! I can't even see.
Right,
I even know what that shit.
This whole forehead's
I gotta skip that one, bro. I gotta explain this to y'all. That's hilarious, bro. All right, bro. Fuck that question. Would you rather lose the ability to lie or have to believe everything somebody tells you?
Lose the ability to lie.
Yeah, lose the ability to lie.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
That shit will suck.
Nah, I don't lie. Lying ass Ray. I don't be lying. Like,
I don't lie.
Ray, I don't be lying at one so
Ray, like, the second one was like, that's
no,
hard.
As you guys said, lose the ability to lie. Gonna be, it's going to hit different. Hey, bro, you got some spare change?
Yes. Nah, everybody get in trouble, bro.
Yeah, lose the ability to lie, y'all. Y'all all in that one?
Yes, sir.
Y'all really what was the other one?
Wait, lose the ability to lie or believe everything you're told. Real TJ just anti-establishment, y'all.
Yeah, you know he is. he had to turn his head to think about it. Like, I'm really about to say this bullshit.
I can start saying Nintendo. He gonna pull out a Sega. Like, nah, fuck out of here, dog.
Because if I believe everything I'm told, initially I could lie about believing it and try to discern whether or not I believe it or not.
Nah, that's not how this question works.
Yeah, bro. I'll outsmart the question.
If you can't not lie, then you'll always tell the truth. But if you believe something, you could always have the possibility to not believe it anymore.
Nah.
Hold up, matter of fact, bro. This is a perfect timer, bro. I forgot about this, bro. I'm gonna go back to the questions. This topic is plot armor, bro. I've been meaning to talk about this shit, bro. It's a thing that we all experience in some of our favorite TV shows and our favorite movies and like things of that nature. Like the characters we like, they got a certain amount of like protection because the writer knows we like them. Okay, well, I want to introduce you to this brother, Mr. FSS TJ, who has the strongest in real life plot armor I've ever experienced, bro.
Nah, facts though.
Like, bro, last night, bro, this motherfucker was some random ass attendant to the cookout.
Oh,
he proceeded to wipe the table with me and Deja in space, bro.
Like, How
would
you feel about that, bro? Huh?
Like, well, no, fuck that. Do anybody else got any grievances they want to express about this plot armor situation, bro?
Nah, how has yeah, it, Pokemon, it's bigger than just Yu-Gi-Oh.
No, it is, bro. It is. Bro, 2.5 years ago, TJ was guarding me, and he injured me, bro. Like, he was guarding me, bro, and his plot armor was so strong, it tore a muscle in my calf, bro. That shit, like, reverse plot armor. Fuck you, bro, not getting hurt.
I noticed this, bro. It's people around him. Because, look, every time the people is in one gathering, he amazed to try to do something great. I'm telling you, bro. And that's what it is, bro. The plot armor is people, bro.
Five a person.
Yep.
Nah, I don't know what y'all talking about, bro. Nah, like, last night's speed was different. That shit was that. I don't know. Some of the games that we pulled off was y'all fucked up. But
no, no, wait, don't say y'all. But just move on. But don't say y'all.
Nah, yo, we gotta play spades again now. That shit was
Bro. That shit fun,
yeah, yeah. We gonna play.
Can we get some dominoes too?
We got much.
I got dominoes, bro.
Yeah, y'all gonna have to feed me. I'll play that, but
that shit easy.
Quick learner.
Yeah, that shit fun, bro. Yeah, bro. Right. I just wanted to air that grievance, bro, because I'm starting to see a pattern here. Like, this shit is starting to become it didn't affect me before, but now it's starting to, like, seep into my story. I got a lot of missions where I feel as though, like, they're giving a plot armor to the
because then you said the TJ slander has to stop.
It's no, I'm not slandering him, though.
No. But this is why we do this, because he got so much fucking plot armor. You think he's going to do this to, like, oh, fuck him. No, bro, this is
I don't know how he do it. Like, I gotta find a way to get into the settings so I can, like, fiddle with the knobs and shit. And, like,
that nigga be waving you right there, like, hello, buddy.
Yeah. So if you ever feel like you want to air a grievance about, like, something amongst the group, we can do it out here, bro. That's the All in One podcast, bro. But next question.
You never know what to expect. You
never know what to expect, bro.
Do you that should be like you, our little catch line?
Nah, that's valid. Would you rather know what others think about you or know what your future is?
Wait, say that last one again.
Would you rather know what other people thought about you or know what your future holds?
Say that one more.
Oh my God. Would you rather know what people thought about you or know what your future holds? Like, what happens to you in the future?
Know my future.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the future. But then, I don't know.
I ain't gonna lie. No, I think knowing what people thought or think about me might be, that shit might hurt me. I'm like, nah, keep that.
Right. Leave that shit alone. I'd rather
right. Because I guess you could change it, but unless it's, like, locked in.
That's what I did. That's where I'm coming from.
I was like, telling, all right, well, that nigga clearly made some good decisions, so let me just keep being myself.
Or, right.
Whoa, or, like, nah, I'm down bad. I got to change something now. Like,
right, yeah.
Something got to go. Yeah, that's actually, anybody who picked know what people thought about you. All right, this is a good one. Would you rather reveal your search history or your camera roll?
Camera roll.
That search history got some skeletons in that bitch. That's crazy. Camera roll.
That's me.
Oh man, that's hard.
Hey, my camera roll.
Oh shit! It got to be the part. It's like you just gonna have to think about me. But what's in my camera roll? It's like.
Nah, real talk, it's the camera roll, because like literally, if you see my search history, you'll be like, yo, this nigga need help probably, bro.
Right.
But that, at least that's what I think. I don't know. This should probably be the same. This is all like, why, are we all horrible? Yes, we all are, bro.
Yo.
Oh, nah, I ain't gonna lie. I knew that shit was gonna be a banger.
But you freaky ass nigga. Yeah, he's talking
about they gonna shut the internet down. Shit leak.
Nah, you ain't
answer,
bro.
Which one, Bunchy?
Nah, that nigga said
me. He said,
my shit clean as a whistle.
Based off your fucking Instagram algorithm, your shit diabolical.
That shit leak.
That's different, though. That's not like, is that?
But if that shit leak, it's going to be a vicious level threat,
Instagram, bro.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the bitches got OnlyFans, bro.
There you go.
I know you can find them on the hub, bro. Because I tried, bro. I know you can do it, bro.
Ah! All right, bro. Next question, bro. Oh, all right. Would you rather marry your ex and stay with him forever or live the rest of your life alone?
I don't want to answer that.
You said say that just one more time.
Marry your ex or live the rest of your life alone.
All right, I got you. Baby, we broke up.
I'm
living alone.
I ain't gonna lie, right? Respectfully, the office door over.
Yeah, I'll be alone.
I never see y'all again. Say it.
Like that, yo. He's
said, told, she gonna dissolve into the background.
Yo.
Oh, man. Y'all niggas is real top flight tonight, bro. All right, this one kind of rough. I'm not gonna lie. This one hit me kind of hard, right?
Okay.
Did you allow your this is hard, bro. Okay, I'm just gonna say it. Allow your pet to die in a house fire for $5 million.
No.
What? Mama.
Come here, Mila. Come here, Mila.
Some things you just drown your soul in damnation.
Yeah, you definitely going to hell if you blood good. What's the name?
Wait,
do they have to? Pet cemetery started, bro. That's how pet cemeteries watch, bro. Your house gonna be hard.
Do they have to witness the fire happening?
Pet cemetery 3, right?
Yup,
I think so.
They have to die in the fire, okay?
Yeah, and it's gonna come back.
But they don't
have to be there.
I think what if it happened, but they're somewhere playing basketball or something. It's not gonna really like.
Your pet's gonna be playing basketball.
Like, I'm just saying, like, say if, like, TJ out playing basketball and mama's, like, just dying in the fire. Oh, I don't think he's going to be hurt.
Hey, bro, this nigga going to be hurt, bro.
Nah, he's going to be hurt.
He got, like, he watched the fire happen and knew he couldn't save mama's.
I'm not gonna lie. I got, like, I let one of my pets... for $5 million. It's the lizard, bro. The lizard mean as shit, bro.
Wow.
Every time I stick my finger in it, he bite me. He will bite me.
Come off that fire, bro. Charging at you.
He will bite me, bro. Because all of the other ones, I would save. My cats, I'm saving.
He gonna come back as a real dragon.
He gonna have to, because I'm gonna be $5 million. He also gonna need to know how to work a GPS, because I'm gonna be the fuck up out of here.
Yeah, I can't do that.
But that's it though, because like he's evil, bro. Every time I stick my finger in there, I'm getting injured. So there's no way around it. I got another one.
All right, go ahead.
Man, this one kind of dirt too.
I'm about to say you got the picture back up?
No, yeah, I didn't do that. This shit cooking in here. Would you rather be married to someone who's pretty but thinks you're hideous, or be married to someone who's ugly but thinks you're gorgeous? Please don't make me
pretty but thinks I'm hideous.
I don't know.
Nah, because then she's just subject to cheat on you.
That's what I want to say too, but then again, yeah. No, because if she's not.
If she married you, she ain't got to be a fucking asshole. She can just think she's
ugly. She also don't got to be faithful either.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a higher chance being faithful out of somebody who actually thinks you just.
I think the ugly for 2,000, please.
Type shit, like.
Being pretty as a guy don't. That should only get you so far.
What does that have to do with anything?
Huh?
I'm saying if your girl think you pretty.
No, yeah, it don't change nothing, like, for real.
Yeah.
It do, though.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it do.
But vice versa, man. Y'all motherfuckers are
great. Right.
If you ugly, then you don't got to worry about looking pretty. Cause your girl not with you for that reason.
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
Nah, I take it if she was good. Cause I'd rather have a pretty girl who think that I'm ugly.
Yeah, but like if she gonna think you're ugly, she's gonna hate you. You gonna be with somebody that look hates you. That's
but no, but I think it matters that you look pretty more than I look pretty. Like out of the relationship, I would want you to be the good looking one.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, yeah, of course I'm the ugly one. That, yeah. You looking at it optically, like from the outside. Yeah, because like I ain't gonna lie. Walking down the street with an ugly bitch is
tough. That's
tough business, bro.
It's tougher than
yeah. Yeah, bro. That's fucked up, bro. Why did I just say that?
Ugly people need love too, y'all.
They do, bro.
They do.
And like, it's
no such thing. Everybody got their own taste. Look,
bro, it's no such thing as ugly, bro.
Right.
Exactly. Some no such thing as ugly, somebody bro. Else.
Everybody's beautiful in
there. Everybody's beautiful, bro. Like, they're just different in their own TJ. Don't fucking do that. This is the All in One podcast. That means ugly people.
Right,
them too.
Bro. Why are we calling them ugly people, bro? They don't like.
Yeah, that. Bro. Because that's no such thing as ugly people, bro.
Right, bro.
People just look different. Some people look more favorable, but that don't mean they're ugly.
No, you're right.
I don't know about that one.
Look, bro. I'm trying to hear, bro.
Some people is just less attracted to others.
More attractive. That's the best way to put it, though.
All right, bro. Next question, bro. We offend the hell of people right now. Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button for your life?
Here we go. All right. Here we go. Pause.
That's what I'm thinking, rewind. Bro. Rewind?
No, I'm trying to
rewind to will be so
tough. I'm trying to pause it, bro.
I'd rather pause
why?
It. Know why? But this is my main idea, right? I swear to God. If I could pause it right now, I pause it. I go get 8-10 hours of sleep. Feel great. Unpause it. Get back to work doing something. I will be work level rested for the rest of my life. You know how much money I can make with that, bro? Tell me I'm tripping on.
Rewind. I gotta go rewind. Cause if I could rewind, control the speed, if I could control the speed of the rewind, I could do so much shit.
Yeah.
Okay, but like, what you right, doing?
If I could put that shit on 0.5 speed, I could calculate how much time it'd be if I sleep for an hour, go sleep for an hour, and then come back and know what changed or what's about to transpire, and just put that shit in play.
Like bets. Just imagine bets.
Oh my God. Exactly, bro.
Imagine bank, bro.
Mad tickets. Okay, this ain't
bing, 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 bro.
You're gonna go back in time and put all your money on every ticket.
Yes, bro. Oh, I know who's first. I'm
you gotta understand though. You gotta understand when you rewind and you're going back to the same age you was before. So a lot of that shit y'all wasn't even legally able to do.
No, he means like right now, I put in a ticket right now, go to the end of the game, and then I just rewind that when I put the ticket. I guess that's up to you, but once you rewind, that's where you are. So if you go too far, that's where back, you, it's it's no back forward. It's just a rewind button.
Yeah, my
nigga.
Well, I guess you just gotta like bet. You outside, you find a bag of shorty, you walk up to it, boom, you fumble.
Yeah, yeah, rewind. You know, exactly. Like,
loosen up real quick.
Right. Right.
How many times can I
you
rewind?
It's for life. It's for life.
You can rewind anytime you want.
You can hit the, you can click that bitch three times and go back.
Damn, go back infinite, bro.
No, but I think that's where the flight of destination for happening to though. Like
fall asleep with the button in your hand, wake up a baby and shit.
Damn, bro. Damn.
That would be crazy.
I'm not trying to go all the way that far, man.
You wake up a baby. Ah, man. Nah, yeah, I'm taking the pause button, bro. I can optimize my future with the pause button. But going back is going to do.
But look, like, just
go back
like,
and invent Google,
just
right?
Imagine this. Okay, I got a good one. You about to get in a real fatal car accident. You pause time. You just paused your life. That's it.
No, I could pause it. Boom, get out the car.
Yeah, now I'm pausing.
Now somebody else.
Now I'm pausing.
That's how it go when you got pause.
I can pause
the original state though, right?
No. It's a pause. Bro, like right now, bro. Right now, if you wanted to pause,
but you're not stopping nothing though.
How fast do car accidents?
I can get out of there.
Oh my god! But you gonna make sure I die in this accident?
Thing. Look, the most you could do before you die, pause. Then you gonna get out.
So what you going to do in the rewind? What you going to do in the rewind?
Oh, rewind before the action. Hey, slow down.
Nigga said, hey, slow down. Bro, that shit still going to smack your ass, bro.
Look, you going to pause.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I don't know how y'all doing this. What is yeah, like?
I was trying to live, bro. He made sure I was going to die.
Nah, if I pause it in enough time before anything crazy happens.
Okay, nah, but what if you get shot? Like,
unless you die right then and there, you would still have time
right.
To
rewind.
Yeah, but
if he already got a gun pointed at me, I'ma pause that shit.
Yeah, bro, like fuck.
What
like,
are you pausing?
Because you still run. As soon as I see somebody up it, pause.
Let me go ahead and grab that.
It's going to be like, Quicksilver, bro. It's going to be
like he going to feel all that pain.
Yes, you can pause it, bro, but then you can just unpause it.
Okay.
Like you paused it, he was slapping him, he farted in his face, and he unpaused it. He tasted that fart.
He go up it, I'm like, ooh, click, pause. Oh, stupid nigga.
Look, somebody do this. Pause. Oh my god, he was really about to hook
him. I'm glad y'all said that, because you know he had to go back to his regular state. You're done for. Thank you.
What you mean?
He had to go back. He went back to the same spot every time.
Okay,
but everything that happened still happened. When he was farting and all that shit in his face, dude man came back and was like, ah!
Oh, just to tell you.
That's how they get him to smack his ass with a gun. He went up like,
That bullet.
Ah.
Wait. What if I pause it? Get out the car. I'm standing in the grass. I'm pausing. I start moving at 70 miles an hour.
Right.
If I said rewind, you want to at least already be in the same speed you were doing. All y'all doing in the car accident.
They cooking me, bro, that rewind.
Get out the car. As soon as you hit that street and unpause, your body's rolling 100 miles an hour.
That can't be possible.
If I pause us at 80 miles per hour, right? Get out the car, unpause us. The last thing the thing remember was us going 80 miles per hour.
It won't be like that if you get out the car because you already have like self-control over it.
No, we was in motion with the car, though. We was in motion with the car. Yeah, we was also moving 80 miles per hour.
Not going by this shit, we'll turn it to a scientific, like, we about to
really will.
This shit, now I'm thinking, like, how does it work? Because that would be crazy, bro.
I'm thinking about the way Click was.
And you just pausing yourself in that moment, suspending yourself in time, but when you place yourself back in time, it's right. Reapplying that G-force and velocity. That's
the same physics it had from you before it readjusted.
You know, you seem fucked up.
It's not gonna happen like that.
You know, I'm bored, that shit gonna splatter.
That shit gonna be just like Click. As soon as I pause that shit, shit gonna be gone.
I don't know why I thought about that, but if that shit unpause, you're going to save speed, you cooked. She's going to throw you back into the accident.
They might have
changed my mind. I'm not going to lie.
Yo.
Funny, get out the car in the middle of the highway, unpause, and then
just imagine the ride would be so easy. Ooh, yup. About to get in a whole car accident. Let me hit this.
Nah, I can't say that. You can't really say that because you go into the accident hits you, boom. The shit already, the Whoa, impact already hit you, so you pause it.
Okay, look.
But
sometimes you won't know if you get in an accident. But I guess if it's something that you can see coming, like somebody swerving to your lane, yes, you have time to rewind and be ready for it. But like some things are unavoidable. Like if you get T-boned and you're not looking, you're not gonna have the wherewithal. You're gonna knock the fuck out. You're gonna be holding that clicker all day. Like please, if anything happened, I feel anything. A beast thing. rewind.
You get the grace of God, and then you hit the button after you go into the other life. You feel me? And just rewind to your death. Are you good, bro? I'm telling you.
So look, right. What if you're just an old ass man? You got this button. You like 85, right? Life is hard. So look, this is what you do, right? You just lay in your bed. You like you lived a great life. You had your roof. You lived 1,000 years with this button. You got to go back so many times. How about this? You tape your finger to the button. Watch the sunset. Take a nap. Melatonin. You're gonna wake up. You're gonna be in your past life, bro. Fuck. Wake up with a spear in your hand, like. Still got the button. So that shit be fine, bro. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I think y'all might have changed my mind, bro. The rewind might be where it's at. Yeah, bro. All right, I got a couple more before we end this, bro.
That.
Would you rather control fire or control water?
Come on now.
Water.
I do y'all have any ground like guidelines you want to put to this before you pick?
Because most
water motherfuckers got to be near water to be able to get their powers off. And a lot of fire, well, it's a few fire motherfuckers who need to be like, have access to fire to.
Nah, but humans got water in them. That's all I need. Yeah.
That's what I was about to say. Like, to what extent could we apply these powers? Because, like, for example, Fire Force, the way they did the fire powers and how the fire translate to their ability or whatever.
It's hard.
I might choose fire for real.
And now, if we doing it like that, that's different.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how far could fire go, Tavia? I don't know.
To like the max potential.
Not even that. If you give it like an avatar type style, like that'd be tough too.
Like you could summon water out of thin air.
Yeah, that'd be tough too. Like when you just sweat.
I look at it like this: all the hurricanes and all that type of shit that happened, tsunamis. If I could control water, I could stop all that shit.
But you could also stop water. You can stop wildfires and shit too, though.
Right.
Burning buildings.
But my water can stop the trees.
You can stop the fire that's going to burn down and then get your $5 million. Like, you can do hella shit, bro. Fire powers, you can save Mila. You could be a firefighter, bro. You could be the best firefighter.
You could be a firefighter. But wouldn't I be a better firefighter with water, though?
How about you just stop the fire and stop burning this shit down instead of wetting everything?
All right, but listen, all right. How do I stop
every fire? Every fire nigga can absorb fire, bro. Come on. What you mean? You made a face. Every fire nigga could control fire, bro. They could absorb that shit, bro.
So if something burning right now, I can suck the water, suck the fire back out.
What did he say?
I can absorb the fucking fire that's already started.
Did we just not see Deadpool versus Wolverine, bro? Deadpool and Wolverine.
Right, bro. Absorb the fire, bro. All right, but Johnny Storm can't do that though.
But
Johnny, I'm gonna say, once the movie's on fire,
that shit
on fire.
Nah, bro.
That's bro. I have a better chance of putting the water, putting on my water.
Like, that's why he got like his powers took.
What kind of fire powers do y'all want to have, bro?
Right.
Wait. Hold on. I just want to know. There's a character that can absorb fire once it's already been released.
Did you not see the movie we just all seen?
Yo, Deadpool. Pyro
can still
did that like the first scene.
Red fire manipulation, whatever the fuck it is. Like, yeah, bro.
He absorbed that shit. Put that shit in his hand. Shit, breaking his brain, bro.
Can I think of like? I remember him absorbing the fire, but I don't remember him doing it like that.
Look, just a minute. All right, I'm gonna help you out.
I'm taking water. I don't give a fuck.
When Johnny Storm said "flame up,"
I'm setting that nigga on water, bro. It don't matter. All them fire niggas, he's drowning on water, bro.
I'm taking water too, bro. The ocean is a big ass weapon, bro.
Exactly.
I got the biggest weapon in the world, bro. I'm never doing nothing not by the ocean.
I'm drowning.
Come fight me on the beach.
Can that be one of my babies?
I'm underwater too. Yeah, water. For the all phase on the beach, bro. I'm not doing that. All right, but have the ability to time travel or the power of invisibility?
Time travel.
Time travel.
All these bets and tickets y'all be talking about, boy. I would have definitely been invested into all of this. I'd invested in Facebook. I would have invested in Google. I would have invested in Apple. I would have invested in a laptop.
I would have got all of them. I'd have went back in time and created everything. Listen, bro.
That's more work. I'm gonna just invest because I know I could do that. A lot simpler. Oh yeah, bro. Oh yeah, I'll go back.
Time travel is definitely a winner.
Time travel. Fuck, we talking about back in time. I go anywhere I fucking want to. What are we talking about?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I don't want to go back in time.
What are we talking about? I could go definitely far in the future.
Further you go back, the answer it get, bro.
Right.
I wouldn't go back too far. I would probably, like I said, I would just go back and with time where I can just invest in type of shit like that and, you know, come back and see this career. I get an almanac, like Back to the Future.
TJ going back to the...
No, I ain't gonna lie. TJ?
I know where I would go.
I'm going like 2,000, 3,000 years back.
Why?
I want to go back to the beginning of time. Fuck
that's
that.
What I. That's where I want to go. That's, I want to see. I want to see what happened.
I want to see what happened.
If you go back to the beginning of time,
you gonna start molecules.
Right, like
you gonna start scrambling. Like, what? Because
what if at the beginning it was a process that was like fucking cataclysmic, and as soon as you get there, as the beginning is beginning, that shit ripping you apart.
Shit going
through.
If I could still control the time, I still like to see that shit.
Yeah, I would like. I guess if I couldn't die, like it should just want to start
right
absorbing me. Like you start going right into the right in the direct line of it, like. Like, oh shit, oh damn, it's happening.
Shit, man, I like to see everything then, bro.
Time travel is tough, though. I ain't gonna lie. Go back as like far as you want and then come back, you'd be like, yo, shit was dirty.
So we can go ahead as far as we want. Yeah. Bro, imagine going 2,000 years into the future. Oh my god.
Talk about that, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, I would be scared to do that.
I'd be scared
to go back in time.
I'll be scared to do that because you don't know what to expect. That's the thing.
Like, how does time travel work for us, though? Like, do we go back? Like, if I'm right here, I go back to however many, many years right to this spot, assumingly?
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. Like Back to the Future type shit.
Okay, man. So I'll just be in this spot. However, wrong,
but it's okay.
I don't know. Cause like I don't do time track. Like in the movies, they got GPS so they can put you where you want. But like
that would be like you need like cause that's space, that's moving you. Yeah, like, yeah.
Through time and space, you would need a real life Infinity Stones to do this shit. Like,
nah, right. You just need a Ben 10 watch, the Omni Trick.
Omni Trick don't time travel.
One of the characters he did time travel.
Travel.
I gotta go watch that shit, bro.
Time travel for the window. That's the last question.
Let's set fire.
Would y'all rather have a pet dragon or a flying carpet?
Pet dragon.
Nah, because the
flying car.
I'll take the flying carpet.
I said a pet dragon or a flying carpet.
Oh, Jakars. Yeah,
a dragon looks like fun.
A dragon looks fun, bro. But like,
the military gonna chop that shit down immediately.
Nah, we going to war.
They're not gonna
we
shoot you down on the carpet.
We going to war.
Shoot you out the carpet to be easy.
At least in the dragon, I can shoot back.
Yeah, but at least I can fly back up. It just got bullet holes.
Nah, they gonna shoot that shit.
The bullets gonna go through you, bro.
They gonna shoot that shit to shreds, bro.
We're going to war, me and my dragon.
He gonna be liberating shit. That nigga gonna be flying a Gucci sweater. That shit got hella holes in it.
That fucking F-150
bar. Let me get my dragon, and you get your carpet, and just stand in front of me for
a minute. But listen, a dragon could just eat you, though. That shit is unpredictable.
No, if I'm riding, of course it knows
me. Nah, it worked. If I've mastered the dragon, this is my dragon.
All right, bet.
Yeah,
so
we're going to war.
So bet, I just bring a dragon to your house now. But like,
as a baby?
Here is your pet. Oh, you want a baby dragon?
I'm
a
fresh out the egg. Okay. Fresh out the egg.
The government about to come take that shit, bro.
Not mine. All right, so real quick, boy.
I'm going to blow some shit up. IED
I'm
some shit.
That young boy, Aragorn.
You're not going to be able to keep him in the house, bro?
No, we gonna make shit work, bro.
We gonna go just out deep in the.
Well, wait, hold on. We even disguise. We even discuss how tall, you know, how big could it get?
This motherfucker get big.
Dragons get big, bro.
Big.
Especially dragons out in the wild.
They can crawl, bro. They like dogs.
Yeah, for like a week, bro. You can put it in there.
Bro, wing to wing. I need that shit to be as big as a skyscraper.
Yep.
Just wing to wing.
So a dragon, no, you know, because it would be like, at the rate dragons grow, that should be like, dragons. That should be like 200 years old already. For a dragon to be that big. A dragon that would last your lifetime.
Oh, no, like, that's cool. That I could just pass it on to my kids, and therefore they're on.
I'm using all Game of Thrones rules for my dragon, the data, so like
that's gonna be bulletproof.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they got thick ass scales.
Yeah, bro, that's like, come on now.
Shitting someone. I want a blue eyes white dragon.
My nigga, crazy.
Massive ass dragon. You think these blue ass bullets is penetrating that skin, bro?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You would need Valyrian steel.
Dragon.
I would automatically just. Oh yeah, you cook the dragon's not rocket proof.
I don't think they cook.
He gonna eat that shit. He gonna eat that shit.
He gonna eat it.
He gonna eat that shit. He needs nuclear type shit, bro. To charge
it's not Godzilla, bro. Just not Godzilla.
Nah, but rocket ain't gonna do it.
No, a rocket will do it. It's crazy as hell, bro. They didn't have rockets in Westeros, bro. They didn't have heat seeking missiles, bro. That shit gonna blow his ass out of the sky, bro. It's no animal. You can hit the blue whale is the biggest animal that ever lived on the planet. A rocket will turn that shit into fucking whale nuggets, bro. That shit will blow that shit everywhere, bro.
Wait, a dragon or not? A blue whale is the biggest animal right now.
No, ever.
No, I thought the what's that shark called? The Megasaurus was Megalodon. Yeah, that shit was big as hell.
Not bigger than the blue whale.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a fact.
It's a fact. A rocket would turn that shit into fillets, bro.
Not my dragon.
Yeah, your dragon too, bro. Charizard, that shit is cooked.
Charizard. Ash Charizard. I mean, any Charizard outside of Ash Charizard.
Charizard is not a dragon type, though, which is crazy. It's a flying fire type, which is dirt. It's like iconic ass dragon that's not even a dragon.
Dragon tails, dragon tails.
I don't want one of them.
Damn, that would have been tough.
What the fuck is wrong with my shit, bro? Maybe because you're on the phone. My computer's on back
to future. Ah, yeah, I'm on the future.
What's your thumb? Jazz fingers. This is fun, yo.
Yes.
Happy to be back. Yeah, it's funny. Closing time. Nah, last night was fun, though.
Yes, it was. We need more.
We definitely gotta do more.
Who made that macaroni salad? I should have put more.
I don't know. But I know I still got a whole pan of ziti downstairs.
Oh, that ziti hit too.
It's untouched, unopened, unseen.
Oh, damn. Unseen, unheard of.
I'm about to ziti the shit out these kids this week, bro.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Dad, what's for breakfast? ZD. What's for lunch? ZD sandwich. What's for? Who's gonna ask?
ZD casserole.
We're about to run it up. All right? It's gonna be full of carbs by Friday. But it was fun, y'all. This was fun. To the fans, bro. If y'all ever got any ideas or stuff that y'all like to hear us talk about, hit an inbox, any inbox. I check them all. All right. If it's anything that y'all enjoy, let us know, bro. We ain't doing all the one trivia in a while. We got some new cast members. Charlie, that trivia episode get cut, though, bro. Friendships go out the window. Niggas be here disputing points. They turn into bookkeepers in here, bro. The all the one trivia episode is always banging, so we might play one of those coming up.
Make sure y'all like and subscribe. We on all platforms.
We're everywhere. We see you everywhere. We're watching you right now.
Oh, you DJ. Ugly.
See, this went further than I expected. I was aiming for an hour. This is, bro. Y'all something else, bro. Y'all getting better.
Closing.
That shit like a MySpace background.
All in one.
Bro, I told you he was looking at his camera too much.
We're going to make up a little jingle. We're gonna make up a little jingle.
All right, bro. You gonna record it?
You never know what to expect.
But you're still in other songs. I tried to find something that worked already. Like, let's go with this. Now we do need a little intro or something like that.
We sure do. Nice little tune type shit. Saturday cartoons type shit.
Yo, how I make somebody on the screen big?
I think you got it.
I'm not even doing
don't
that.
Don't you know how to do it, bro? She always be doing that shit. Close that shit up fast as hell. Once you go to your shit, bro. Stop gatekeeping. I don't know how to do it. Don't zoom in like that.
Where are they going to sit up?
Oh, man. Real funny. This is
funny. We ready to stop. Y'all.
Ha 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 ha
Fuck y'all.
Don't you dare.
Do it.
Do it. I'm quick on the draw, nigga.
Yeah. I always thought you was in charge of that shit, bro.
I still have some stuff I don't know how to do, bro. Munchie gatekeeper, he'll tell me. So he can just do it surprisingly because he know I'll be changing it back.
Come on, do it.
I know you want to. I'm ready.
Hey, come on.
Quick draw, McGraw. That shit gonna disappear so fast.
Come on, Mila.
Take Mila for a walk. We're going to tap in with y'all next time. It's the All in One Podcast.
Peace.